IQ's Cafe and Billiards has you covered with your favorite Starbucks drink and food from some of Winnipeg's favorite spots, including, oh, donuts? We've got everything you need to fuel your next cram session. Ready for a much-needed study break? IQ's has your back. We've got top-of-the-line diamond pool tables, board games, foosball, ping pong, and more. Open from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Friday, and weekends from noon until 10 p.m. Come chill at IQ's Cafe and Billiards today.
There is something for everyone at Black Market Provisions, including food options for vegans, vegetarians, and even some great gluten-free choices. Make sure to add one of their world-famous sweet treats, like their dark chocolate sea salt cookies, to your order. Owned by couple Angela and Oana, Black Market Provisions is located at 550 Osborne Street. You can order online for next day pickup or delivery from Tuesday to Saturday. Visit their website at blackmarketwpg.ca to place an order online today.
Hello, I'm Robert Slade, Winnipeg actor and moron. And you are listening to CJUMFM 101.5, supporting the arts in Winnipeg and giving you a real good listen.
And now you're listening to a brand spanking new episode of Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, coming to you live from the third floor of the University Center on the University of Manitoba campus. I always want to say the beautiful University of Manitoba campus, but it is so, so dreary every time I hop on this mic, which is good because we are the master of darkness and strangeness in this hour. So buckle on up. Although not as dark and strange as we usually are, we're actually jumping into some fairly light territory to start things off. Something I didn't expect in the big 2026 was really enjoying a new Interpol track. True, in the past couple of Interpol albums, I've enjoyed singles coming out and songs here and there, but neither of the past two or three, I want to say, Interpol albums have really grabbed me en masse. However, their new track, This Mirror Weighs a Ton, has really jumped out to me. So many reasons why. There's emotions at play, there's sounds at play that Interpol doesn't really jump into. I don't want to reveal too much, but there's just these slick, sort of watery synths. There's acoustic guitars, which you don't hear in Interpol a whole lot. There's no huge climaxes or racing finishes or anything like that. And it's dark, but not in a cartoon darkness way that Interpol is really known for, but a kind of like mundane, melancholic darkness. There's a sultriness to it that we have seen from Interpol quite a bit, but it feels different this time. Lots going on, but let's get into the music. We're following that up with some Greet Death. This is This Mirror Weighs a Ton by Interpol.
to feel it, to turn into signs that we won't survive. We are too. Yeah, we are too. To have it, it's all good. We're falling, our whole lives are fading. A symphonic like the phone that's dying. Alone as an act of faith. If we want
That was Same But Different Now by Greet Death from their outstanding record, Die in Love, which came out last year and has taken until now to really grow on me. First listen, I really liked it, of course. I didn't think it was anything special, but as the year has gone on and I've listened to it more and more and more and found myself going back to it more and more and more, I find myself thinking thoughts that I would normally find corny, like this album is generational. This stands out among all the other shoegaze and indie rock releases around it. There's something that cuts right to my heart within it. Some mixture of sounds, some emotions at play. It's a little country, it's a little shoegaze, it's a little bit of all of the above. Before that was the new single by Interpol, one of the new singles. There's two of them. This one was called This Mirror Weighs a Ton. It's the title track from their upcoming record. And if the rest of the record kind of follows this sound, this feeling, I think it might be a top 4 or 5 Interpol record, which isn't saying much because they really don't have that many records, but it might be up there with their classic 2 or 3 records, depending on which ones you really, really like. You're listening right now to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. I know we like to rag on Interpol, I think, as music fans, because they fell into the trap that a lot of indie bands of New York and post-punk bands of New York fell into in the early 2000s, where they had 1 or 2 fantastic records and really couldn't live up to that hype for the rest of their career. But really, what's so bad about having 1 or 2 incredible records at the end of the day? Most bands don't even create 1 record, let alone 1 great record. If you can create 2, I think that's quite the achievement. Maybe even 3, depending on who you ask. Interpol diehards, do you count Our Love to Admire as one of the absolute outstanding 10 out of 10 records in their discography? Is it up there with Antics and Turn on the Bright Lights? I think so. It depends on the day. I really like it. I can see why people don't like it. It can be a bit of a slog, but I kind of like that they slowed it down, got darker in a very different way than the first 2 records. Speaking of darker, I promised some darkness and strange, and by golly, I'm going to deliver. No band is darker or stranger right now, maybe other than Chatpile. Truck Violence out of Montreal, Quebec, combining folk sounds with hardcore sounds, with sludge metal sounds, super duper weird. Didn't like them that much at first. They felt a little derivative of Chatpile, but really, what's wrong with that? It's great stuff. And there's some banjo halfway through. It gets real weird. There's an intense breakdown. Lots of stuff to love in it. It's heavy as heck. Following that up, another heavy as heck band, Sludgy Doom out of Vancouver, BC, a band called Pure Love Eternal Peace with a song called Sarco. But before that, Your Name, It's Walking by Truck Violence of Montreal, Quebec.
I'm just trying to remember it. My own face. I'm just trying to remember it. My own face. I'm just trying to it's working. You name it. It's working. You name it. Yeah.
You were just listening to Vancouver, BC's Pure Love, Eternal Peace with a track called Sarco. Before that was Montreal, Quebec's Truck Violence with Your Name. It's Walking off of their upcoming record, Your Body is a Weather Vane, I believe is what it's called. I forgot to look it up, but we will fact check that later. Right now, you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. If I'm listening to the metal, it's usually going to be sludge metal. Something about its halfway point of hardcore fury and anger and doom's mourning and dread, combined with grindingly slow tempos and pure brutality. However, this next band is lacking in said brutality, but keeps most of the sorrow and fury. Big Brave, also of Montreal, much like Truck Violence, though not as strange as Truck Violence, have been getting more experimental as time has gone on. Their previous records, I suppose, of 5 to 10 years ago, were this style of doom metal that also dipped into post-hardcore and noise rock. However, last year's OST was very much almost a strange, dark, ambient record, very few guitars or drums or anything of the sort, and their newest record, In Grief or In Hope, has gotten even, well, maybe less strange, but strange in a different way. No drums, purely guitar-driven, but almost drone-like, almost post-rock, and rather than a full-on metal record. It's mournful, it's tuneful, but just as dark, I would say, as their previous more riffy work, if you will. I'm going to play a highlight from In Grief or In Hope by Big Brave called An Uttering of Antipathy. simultaneously punishing and meditative. That was An Uttering of Antipathy by Montreal's Big Brave from their newest record, In Grief or In Hope. A very descriptive title for a record. I think both those feelings are present in the music, surrounded by the squalor, the din, the intensity of pure guitar feedback and drone and noise, just layers and layers. Far from a traditional metal record, but I think it's continuing metal on in an interesting direction. Not quite the straight up drone doom of Sun or some of the Melvins' work or Earth, but not quite full on doom metal either. Something in between. I think somehow Canada, home to apparently a lot of the world's happiest people, produces some of the bleakest, darkest, and most experimental music, whether it be Ken Mode or some of the previous bands I was playing, Truck Violence and Pure Love Eternal Peace, or Big Brave. But like I said, Big Brave keep on getting darker and heavier, but also stranger, which I really, really appreciate. You're listening right now to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. As I said, I love a title that really describes the music, much like In Grief or In Hope. Another example, I think, is LCD Sound System's Sound of Silver. That record really does sound like silver somehow. But some records you have to listen to really understand the title. One of those was a favorite of mine that I recently revisited, Caribou's Start Breaking My Heart, which doesn't really make sense of the music, I suppose, until after you listen to it. Then you sort of get it. It's a very abstract sort of way of titling things that I appreciate. Recently, I've been house-sitting and borrowing somebody's car, my mother's to be exact. And so I've been getting back into my old favorite habit of just driving around listening to CDs. One of those was Caribou's Start Breaking My Heart. I've been falling in love with a lot of recent, whatever you want to call it, indie rock, art rock, bands of all sorts that have been doing something similar to Caribou, combining samples and electronics into this electroacoustic sort of stew, working within this sort of feeling that's kind of liminal, but also nostalgic. Liminal not in a terrifying backroom sort of way, which I often talk about, but liminal in a sort of childhood memory way. You're looking back on those hazy, endless summer days that really did feel like they had no end. Don't know what I'm talking about. You're about to. I've been listening to Feeble Little Horses Rewind, and you're about to listen to it as well. Followed by Caribou, James's Second Haircut, Anything's Off With, another very recent favorite, Ear, with a song called F.
set you up, it's forever. It's a takeoff of the diver. It becomes the jump. I don't know where I'll set you up.
That was F by Ear from their newest record. Hope I'm saying this right. Rumspringer. It is a Low Germanish word that the Amish use. I'm Mennonite, but not that Mennonite. Don't know how to say it. Record that's haunted, if there is one. There's some ghosts in there, despite its bubbly and warm exterior. It definitely has a little bit of a heart of darkness. Go check it out. Before that was Caribou, formerly known as Manitoba, with James's Second Haircut. Starting things off this segment was Rewind by Feeble Little Horse from their newest record, Bit Not. Two fantastic records, Rumspringer, Bit Not. Go check it out. Put on your weekly rotation, if you will. However you check out music, how do you check out music these days? I listen to a lot of CDs. I use YouTube. I use MP3s when I can, which seems to be creeping towards the more and more ethical way to do it. Even if it does verge on piracy at times, at least I'm not filling somebody's wallet with not only my money, but my data, all my information, my likeness, so on and so forth. I stick with my local files when I can. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UM FM, but not for much longer. I'm only here till 5 p.m., so let's make the best of it. As Paul McCartney of Wings and many other bands once famously said, what's wrong with silly love songs? We're going to end with some yearning. Beautiful, beautiful pop, pure pop, if you will, sort of rock songs from yesteryear and years recent, starting things off with I'll Be Your Mirror by the Velvet Underground, another CD that that I've had bump in a lot recently. Of course, that first Velvet Underground record, which we may talk more about next time. Following that up with The Last Dinner Party's On Your Side. I love to yearn. I'm a big yearner. I hope you love to yearn as well. That's how we're going to move into the talking hockey talking with Jared and Tom. So don't you dare touch that dial. I'll catch you next week. This has been Post Everything. This is I'll Be Your Mirror by The Velvet Underground.
I be your mirror, reflect what you are, in case you don't know. I be the wind, the rain and the sunset, the light on your door, to show that you're home. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you. I find it hard to believe you don't know the beauty you are. But if you don't, your darkness, so you won't be afraid. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you. I didn't
Located in Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway, Planet of Sound is 100% Manitoba-owned and proudly independent, your top-notch source for new and used music, video games, and movies. With more than 16 years in the business, Planet of Sound specializes in helping you find that special item to round out your collection. Open Monday through Friday from noon until 8 p.m., Saturdays from 11 until 6 p.m. Visit Planet of Sound today and check out our large assortment of compact discs, vinyl, DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, apparel, collectibles, and more. Planet of Sound, Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway. Purveyors of great music and good times since the year 2000.
The National Greening Program, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They prioritize planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting areas of natural and human-caused disturbance. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Trout Forest Music Festival's back and ready to light up Your Falls, Ontario for another unforgettable weekend in the woods.
I love the radio. I love the radio. I love you too. The radio.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5 in Winnipeg, Manitoba, your hit-free radio station, in case you didn't notice.
The radio.
Here's Lemieux, the center penalty coming up. Look at Lemieux! Oh, my heavens! What a goal! What a move! Lemieux! Oh, baby!
There's a mistake and a throw and puck right there.
Oh, hello there, hockey fans. How are you doing?